The world ended about 6 months ago. I happened to be walking with my friends, leaving a coffee shop in downtown Anchorage. It was a nice spring day for Alaska, with a small chill in the air. A beautiful sunny morning, where one would think nothing bad could ever happen. All our cell phones blared an emergency broadcast alarm. We fished out our phones to blaring alerts filled with shelter in place and evacuate city. We thought it was a joke. But it wasn't. I checked my feeds, as did my friends, Jenna and Holly. Live streams played of the dead attacking people. I instantly thought this was some prank, but it looked real. The screams were genuine, and the dead, much to my horror, didn't make any sounds. The more I watched, the more my heart sank in my chest. The silent dead attacked people. They bit down, clawed, or ripped flesh off people to a discord of horrific screams. I felt sick, but me and my friends continued to watch, mesmerized by what was happening across the world. Jenna was the first to bolt away. Holly and I watched her go, running for her life. "I'm sorry, Brooke. I have to get to my family and see if they're okay," Holly said, with tears in her eyes. We quickly hugged, and she darted off to her car. I stood there, frozen, unsure if any of this was really happening. When I heard a scream from behind, I turned and watched from a distance as a small crowd ran towards me. There were more screams and terror-filled eyes. I knew then it was not a prank. I turned and ran as fast as I could. I reached my car and pushed start. The engine hummed to life and I peeled out of there. I checked my rearview mirror, seeing people running, the dead just behind them. The surreal moment was shattered when I turned onto what I thought was an empty street. Time slowed down as I watched several bodies being mutilated by dead skeletal people. What made it worse was there was no sound. It wasn't like the movies. There were no snarls, growls, or moans. They just ripped people into chunks of bloody flesh, their screams dying with them. I floored it, speeding past the small group of feasting dead. Sunlight bathed the city streets in light as a darkness filled me. I swerved from left to right, avoiding patches of stampeding people. A man ran in front of my car so quickly I hit him. His body spun away from the impact. An urge to stop filled me, but when I looked into my rearview mirror and I didn't see him move, a deeper urge told me to speed away as fast as I could. I was only getting a coffee with some friends. I was only in Anchorage for the family reunion. I never expected any of this. I floored it, going as fast as I could to get home. I had to reach home and make sure my family was all right. Chase.
I saw the frosty mist of my own breath rising. I remained perfectly still, my hunting rifle aimed at a buck. The morning was cold, but I was dressed for it. I had been out here since before dawn. Brooke yelled at me before I left, telling me we should always hunt in pairs. The dead were silent, and we needed to watch each other's backs. But since that fateful day 6 months ago, we haven't seen a single zombie this far north. I wanted to laugh, but I kept my composure. I called them zombies, but the dead were not like movie zombies. When a person dies, soft tissue disintegrates first. That meant the eyes are often gone before anything else. From the news reports and every image and video across the net, they showed the dead attacking people with hollow eyes. It was disturbing all on its own, but I did my best to not think too hard about it. The buck lifted their head and looked around. It was beautiful against the trees and colorful autumn leaves. The long winter was coming, and his meat would feed us for a time. I needed to hunt a few more to ensure we were okay for the dark winter ahead. I remained as still as a graveyard, my aim true. My finger was flat against the side of the rifle. I slowly curled it around the trigger, the buck chewing grass and staring at nothing. The moment still haunted me. I was helping Mom and Dad in the kitchen. We were preparing a roast, and it needed to cook for 6 hours. It had to be perfectly timed for the evening so everyone could enjoy a nice meal together.